I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a formal summit next month. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It was a synchronized announcement from the White House and Kremlin. The two presidents will meet July 16th in Helsinki, on the tail end of President Trump's trip to a NATO summit in Brussels and a visit to London and Scotland.
I think we'll be talking about Syria. I think we'll be talking about Ukraine. I think we'll be talking about many other subjects.
The president yesterday saying it's good to meet with other leaders, including Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reassured South Korea Thursday of Washington's strong ties.
U.S. commitment to the Republic of Korea remains ironclad, and the U.S. will continue to use the full range of diplomatic and military capabilities to uphold this commitment.
U.S. President Donald Trump had announced a suspension of military exercises with South Korea, raising concerns about the continuing security assistance the United States would provide. German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended her decision to keep Germany's borders open during the 2015 refugee crisis during a speech in the German parliament Thursday. The speech was an attempt to fend off critics from within her own conservative bloc while stressing the need for a European approach to dealing with the influx of asylum seekers. Speaking before heading to a European Union summit in Brussels, Merkel described the move as a one-off humanitarian gesture to help relieve pressure on nearby Austria and Hungary, whose leaders had personally appealed for assistance as migrants streamed into their countries. This is VOA News. At least 17 civilians were killed after a barrage of airstrikes hit rubble-held areas in southwestern Syria Thursday. The attack occurred in a strategic